In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm convinced in all of our lives, in mine certainly, but I think also in yours, we forget how simple Christianity is. Christianity is to become like our Father. If we are to be children of the highest, then we had best be like our parent. And our Heavenly Father is merciful. Our Heavenly Father is compassionate. Our Heavenly Father does not remember wrongs. Our Heavenly Father does good to those who are evil. And our Heavenly Father sent His only begotten Son to show us the perfect way of life. So if we are to also be a son, not by nature as Jesus Christ is by nature a son, but by adoption, then we at best act like God's Son. He's shown us the way. Now, Christianity has a lot of terminology and a lot of practices that we do. We fast, we come to church, we have different seasons. All of these things are good and holy and help us in perfection. But all of these things are to assist us to become like God's Son. This is what Christianity is, to become like Jesus Christ. He is our model. And the saints are also a model because they reflect also the light of Christ. They show that it is possible for a human being to become holy, a human being to live above what the general rabble lives like. Now in the world, when someone hurts you, you try to hurt them back. In the world, when someone is evil, you either avoid them or try to hurt them in some way. In the world, you don't give money to people that won't give it back. That's nonsensical. But in the Christian life, we live above the world. And our Lord has shown us this way. Now, His greatest way of showing us was the way He lived. His words are only incidental. The major way in which He taught His disciples and apostles was those 3 years of living with them, where they saw His character, they saw His desire, they saw His focus, they saw how much He forgave, even though He was hurt. Even on the cross, they saw Him forgive. But His words also have much to teach us, especially because these words are backed up by His actions. Now He says, "As ye would that men do to you, do ye also to them likewise." Everyone in the world knows some form of this kind of phrase. Some call it the golden rule, right? Do unto others as ye would have them do unto you. And the world will do such things. The world will, in the world, people who will be kind to those who are kind to them, expecting them to be kind back. But in Christianity, it is taken to another level, a supernatural level. You are to do good to men regardless of what they do to you. Now, it's easy to be kind to people who are kind to us. It's easy to be nice to those who are nice. That's easy. We have no thanks for that. God doesn't consider that to be anything praiseworthy. There's honor among thieves, after all. They take care of one another. So we have no benefit from being kind to those who are our friends. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, that we should be unkind to anyone. But those who are kind to us, when we return kindness, the Lord considers that to be a given. What He's expecting of you is to give kindness to those who are not kind. Then we have thanks from our Heavenly Father, because He sees in us the image of His Son shining brightly. Remember, the Christian life is so that we become like Christ. And why do we want to become like Christ? Because it is a rule written down in a book? Because the priest tells you to do so? Because the hymns of the church tell us about it? Not at all. The reason we want to become like Christ is because God wants us to have perfect happiness, perfect peace. This is only possible if we become like God in virtue. Because then we'll be able to understand. We'll be able to look at God's face without being terrified, without being afraid, without being slain. This is why we struggle for virtue in this life. Because it makes us more alive. It makes us able to have God within us. What a great privilege it is to have God live within us. And much more so, not only for Him to live within us, but to understand Him. To be warmed by Him and not burned. This is why we do virtue. This is why it is so necessary to follow the commandments. And the most important of all the commandments. Or should I say, the most important application of all of the commandments is to love first God, and then, of course, our neighbor. Because God loves our neighbor. Sometimes I think it is a useful kind of mnemonic device that when you have a trouble with someone who's treating you spitefully, maybe being very evil, trying to hurt you, steal from you, do something bad, do you know that God loves that person as much as He loves you? There's no difference in God's love for that person versus His love for you. He wants the salvation of that person as much as you. And even people who have done very evil things, God loves them. God wants their salvation. Now, some of them have chosen a path so that they'll never know God, which grieves our Heavenly Father greatly. But it doesn't change His love for them. So when you are angry at someone because they are treating you in a way that you don't think you deserve, you're angry at someone that God loves as much as you. And you're angry at someone not only that God loves as much as you, but that deserves salvation as much as you. Because none of us deserve it. No matter what kind of good works we do, we still are full of iniquities. But God, out of His love, will save us if we struggle and if we try. It's the great paradox of Christianity, is that God requires us to become perfect, and yet becoming perfect, we can see with our own eyes that we can't become perfect. No, we can't. But God can. God can make us perfect. God requires of us effort. And the greatest effort must be expended in loving those who don't love us. In being kind to those who are unkind to us. He says, love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping to receive nothing again, for your reward shall be great. Don't forget, there is a reward. Or perhaps a better way to say, there is a reckoning. There is a reward for those who lived as Christians and took Jesus Christ as their template for how to live, and all of the saints as well, and struggled to live in righteousness. Despite what the world says about righteousness, struggle to be kind to those who were not kind, and good to those who weren't good, and love those who hated them. There is a recompense for such people, and they will be rewarded. They will have happiness, peace, beyond anything we can expect or even understand at this point. And there is also a recompense for those who choose to live according to their own desires, that they're angry at those who are bad to them, that they return evil to those who give them evil. that they're not good to those who are not good to them. Those people also have a recompense. God will say to them, I don't know who you are in the next judgment. Say, I don't see any of my son in you. You're a stranger to me. You can't know me. You don't know anything about virtue. Go away. Be cast out into outer darkness, where there is no repentance anymore. There's sorrow. Sorrow for what we should have done, but we didn't. The Christian life is simple, brothers and sisters. If you have trouble with sins, don't be so afraid. Be more afraid if you have trouble with love. Love your brother. Love your sister. Love those who do not love you. Make an effort. Now, if you look around in your world, in your life, you'll see opportunities to be good to those who are not good. Many of us are in situations right now with the economic downturn in this country and really all over the world where companies are downsizing. Oh, there are such opportunities to say evil things about people so that maybe we are considered to be a little higher up on the list, huh, of people that the company needs to keep. There are so many opportunities for backbiting, for slandering, for hurting. And some people take advantage of those opportunities. And perhaps we've been slandered. And perhaps our job is at risk because we've been slandered. Now, what are we to do? Are we to act just like an animal? An attack? No. You can get another job, even in today's economy. But you cannot have another soul. You can't act like an animal. Someone hurts you in your work, then you have to take it with dignity. Don't protect your assets such that you hurt someone else. You might keep a job and lose your soul. This is only one example. There are many, many other things that happen to us in our daily life where someone does something that is not right. Well, we must forgive. We must forgive those who've hurt us. Even those people who hurt us a long time ago. Years ago, perhaps, and yet we still nurse a grudge towards these people. This is not Christianity. Now, Jesus Christ is our measuring stick. We are to measure ourselves against Him. He certainly forgave those who were His enemies. On the very cross, He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He desired all of them to be saved, even to the end. He showed by His life about forgiveness. And since He had all knowledge in all things, it is even more remarkable. He certainly must have healed those who later on would be part of the crowd that said, crucify Him, and He knew it. He's our yardstick. We should measure ourselves against Him. Don't evaluate your Christianity based on whether or not you're kind to your friends. The Lord says that is not important to Him. What's important is, are you kind to your enemies? Live with dignity. There will be a recompense. There will be a reward. All things will be made known. Every dirty little secret will become manifest to all. Let us live as Christians now, so that we will not be ashamed later. Let us truly believe there is a reward. There's no reward in this world. Do you know when the Lord was speaking the Beatitudes, and of which we have an excerpt of them in the second meeting today, He would say, blessed are you because of your state now, because of what will happen later. Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. And you'll still be poor. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. In this world you'll still weep. Later on you will laugh. We forget about the reward. We forget about the next life so often. If we remembered always about the reward, and always about that there is a next life, when there is a recompense, and all things will be made known, then it would be a lot easier for us in our daily interactions to love people as Jesus Christ loved them. If you have difficulty with a particular person, try to find some way to be kind to that person. It doesn't matter that they don't deserve it. That doesn't matter at all. We don't deserve kindness either, and yet the Lord has given it to us. Let us be merciful, as our Heavenly Father is merciful. Let us learn what mercy is by experience. Then we can understand the depth of God's mercy for us. And I tell you, there is true joy to really understand the mercy of God. That's true joy. That will be salvation. But to understand it, we have to become merciful ourselves. May God help us to be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful.